has joined.
Gabriella.
Has joined. Has joined.
Shavuot Tov. Good evening.
Shavuot Tov.
We will begin with the counting of the Omer. Step one is the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kutshabarichu Ishkinte Bithilu Urchimu Utsiptilu Urchimu Utkilu Leakta L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe Yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Hine Anachnu Bayem L'kayem Mitzvat Sefirata Omer Lasot Nachat Ruach L'atrenu V'lasot Ratzon Borenu Vayhino Amadunai Elohinu Elena Masei Yadenu Step two is the reading or scanning the Psalms prior to the saying of the blessing. Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yoahe Dawanu Heyo Igmor Biadi Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yo ahe da wanu hey yo, hazdecha leolam, maasei adicha el teref, ekra leelohim el yon lael, gomer alay. Uyavor alayich v'yerech matoseset v'damayich v'yamar lach v'damayich haye v'yamar lach v'damayich haye Barki nafshi et Adonai Yohei wahei Adanu yo Yoahe da wanu hey yo Adonai Yohe wahe Adanu yo Yoahe da wanu hey yo Elohe gedal tame otod Wechadar levashta ote or Kashalma no teshamayim The blessing. Baruch Ata Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohahe Dawanu Heyo Yudhewahe Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu al sefirat ha'omer. Hayom shemona v'esrim yom la'omer shehem arba'a shavuot. Today is the 28th day of the Omer, which is exactly 4 weeks. The inner light. Barakaman hu yachatzir avodat beit hamikdash limkoma bimhera biyameinu. And we all say amen. Psalm 67. Lam natzea bin ginot mizmor shir. Elohim yechanenu vivarkenu. Ya'er panav itanu sela. Lada'at ba'aretz darkecha b'kol goyim yoshuatecha. Yoducha amim Elohim, Yoducha amim kulam. Yismechu veranenu le'umim, ki tishpot amim. Mishor ulumim. The Aleph in the word ulumim is the 28th letter of this verse 49-letter verse. The Aleph has the energy of being in unity with everything. The Aleph is the first letter of the alphabet. How do you change yourself? What character traits do you need to change so that you can be
involved
with more people, that you can be involved with more people? Ba'aretz is the 28th word in Psalm 67. Ba'aretz means in the land. The land, the Jewish people, and Hashem are always unified. Are you connected to your land? The place where you're living. What do you have to change about yourself so that you can be more connected to the land and the people around you who live on that land? Kanhem Sela Yoducha Amim Elohim Yoducha Amim Kulam. Eretz not naiv, alayiv arkenu, Elohim Eloheinu. Yiv arkenu, Elohim b'yiru, oto kol ase aretz. The Anabekoach. Anabekoach. Gedulat Shemincha Tatir Tzerura Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi. The gematria of these letters is 506, which connects to the phrase Ahavatinam, unconditional love. Kabel rinat amcha sagvenu tacharenu nora. Kufre Shayan, Sintet Nun. Krasatan, Terupsatan. We can rearrange the letters and it spells Sha'arkatan, meaning small gates, reminding us to guard our gates, our eyes, ears, nose, and mouth, as these are the entry points for the negative system. Nagibor Dorshe Hulcha Giva Vachamre Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. Parnasa and healing. Parnasa is sustenance and healing. Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sitkatcha. Tamid gamlem betetresh tzaditaf gimel. This sequence is the 28th word in the Anabakoach. The gematria of these letters is 704. Another word that translates or has the same gematria translates throughout the generations. Can you relate to connecting to something that is true throughout the generations? Chasin kadosh v'rov tuvcha na'el adatecha chet kuf bet tet nunayin. This sequence connects to the Sefirah of Hod and its essence of appreciation, thankfulness, and gratitude. Yachid Jaya Lamcha Pene Zogre Kedushatecha Yud Gimel Lamed Pe Zayin Kuf. This sequence connects to the Sefirah of Yesod and its essence of creation, creativity, sexuality, and foundation. Shavatenu kabel ushmati akatenu yodea ta'alumot shinkufav tzadiyutaf. The sequence connects to the Sefirah of Malchut and its essence of kingship, kingdom, manifestation. And the eighth verse of the Anabakoach, we say in a whisper. And the eighth step in counting the Omer is to recognize what is the 28th journey in the journey in the 42 journeys of the counting of the trips when we left Egypt before we arrived to the land of Israel. The 28th journey was stopped at Bnei Ya'akan, literally meaning the sons of Ya'akan, who is a grandson of Seir. It is also translated as a wells of distress, a place that is narrow, confined, and tight. This journey, which is also connected to the passing of Aaron, refers to the distress and limits that come with older age, health issues, infirmity, and the general physical decline associated with aging. Both the agony for the aged one, as well as his or her family and friends, as they see him in or her in decline, waning. Yet this stage is also can be transformed into a very fruitful one by learning to appreciate and connect with a deeper aspect of the aged one. The wisdom and experience that comes from with the years as the next journeys do celebrate. We're now saying the paragraph leading up to the counting of the Sefirah itself. Ribono shel Olam, ata tzevitanu al yedei Moshe, avdecha lispor sefirat haomer, kedei letacharenu miklipotenu tumatenu, kemo shekatavta b'torata chuspartem, lachem mimacharat ha-shabbat, miyom haviyachem eto omer atenufa sheva shabbatot temi imot yitihiyena mimacharat ha-shabbat ha-shvi tesifiru kamishim yom kedei sheyitacharu nafshot amcha Yisrael v'zo hamatam uvechen yehi ratzon milfanecha Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yohei Dawanu Heyo Eloheinu Elohei Avoteinu Shebisut Sefirata Omer Shesaparti Hayom Yetukan Ma Shevagamti Besefira Malchut Shebenetzach. What does the manifestation of eternal victory look like? How do we manifest eternity? How do we learn to live eternally? What do we have to remove from our characteristics so that we manifest Netzach, we manifest eternal victory? We defeat death. We remove death forever from our consciousness. This is the idea of manifestation of eternal victory. V'et taher v'et kadesh v'kdusha shel ma'ala amen selah. The Tzaddikim who left this day, the 28th day of the Omer, which is the 13th day of Iyar, Rabbi Masud Bar Yaakov Abu Chatzeria. This is the father of the Baba Sali. The prophet that is connected to Malchut Shebenetzach is Oded Hanavi. Oded has a gematria in his name of 84. Oded can be parsed into the hand Yad of Ad, the hand of the witness. The woman that is connected to this Sefirah Malchut Shebenetzach is Rizpah. the woman who was Saul's concubine. Gematria of Malchut Shebet Netzach is 946. And this is the same gematria as the Hebrew word for you shall keep or you shall observe. Eternal victory is manifest through the merits of observing the mitzvot. The 28th method to acquire the Torah from the Perkei Avot, chapter 6. Is claiming no credit. But even if you say, I don't want the credit, are you really claiming no credit? Our class tonight is a Zohar class. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. In the first row, the right-hand column, that opens a landing page listing all of the parashiyot. Scroll down through in the book of Leviticus to the parasha of Emor. When that landing page opens up, scroll down to section 12, and we will begin with Pasuk 38. We will begin with a L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kudsha b'richu ishkinte bitkilu urchimu utkilu utkilu urchimu. Le'akta l'shem yudhe b'vavhe. Be'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La'asok Torah mitzvah. V'ayhino amadunai Elohino aleinu ma'asei yadenu k'nenei aleinu ma'asei yadenu k'nenehu. Pasuk 38. Kim betula me amavikach isha patach raya mehemana viamar pikuda dalame sav kahana rabba betulta hahidikiv almana ugrusha. Bahala la zona etele lo yikach ki in betula mi amav yikach isha vi amai ba enan de la yisa ela betulta bela pekimu ela ita ihikos. Divraka ta'amu pagamo v'kachana tekariv karbena Hashem ba'e delihewe ihu shelim belakani gimu shelim be'evaroi belapegimu demutin Paslin bekachaniya, shalim begufeya, shalim benukveya, lekaima beya kulach yava rayati, umum ein bach. The translation, the first part says, this is Rea Mehemna, which is an indication in the Zohar that this teaching is coming from the soul of Moses. But he will take a virgin of his own people to wife. The faithful shepherd opened and said, as this commands the high priest to marry a virgin, as said, a widow or a divorced woman or a profaned or a harlot, these shall he not take, but he shall take a virgin of his own people to wife. He asks, why is it necessary for him to marry only an unblemished virgin? And answers, a woman is a cup of blessing, which if tasted is blemished. That is, it alludes to Malchut, called a cup of blessing. A priest who offers a sacrifice before Hashem must be whole and unblemished, whole and unblemished in limbs, because blemishes make priests unfit. He should be wholesome in body, whole in his wife, so as to fulfill in him the verse, you are all fair, my love. There is no blemish in you. My commentary. The Torah could have said that the high priest must marry a virgin and not say these other words like widow or divorced woman or harlot. Why are these extra words necessary? Also, the high priest is married prior to him becoming the high priest. So every potential high priest must marry a virgin. Actually, every priest is a potential high priest. Perhaps the recommendation is for the event that the high priest becomes a widower during his reign as high priest. I do not know the answer to this question as of yet. Pasuk 39. Dikar bena mincha ihu utzrikin. Israel mishlach minchata. Dilchon blemalka. Big bar shalim de inun behipuka. De sidra. Achara da ha de beyad ishiti pagim hawo shalki
has joined.
Gorona diktiv goral echad lashem bigoral echad laazazel te Elohim acherim kulhu pegimin. Mesidra ditzafon wehakiruba divate az hem pekimim benukva dilchon urva lilit pegimuta wegomer. Sacrifice is a gift. Israel need to send their gift to the king by a wholesome man, as they are the opposite of the other side, to which they would send a gift by an appointed man who is blemished, as it is written, one lot for Hashem and the other lot for Azazel. For other Elohim are all blemished on the northern side. According to the meaning of out of the north, the evil shall break forth. In this way, most heathen households are defective in respect to their wife, who is a rune, Lilith, blemished, etc. My commentary. The verse is clear as read by a student of Kabbalah. Perhaps it is necessary to realize that the direction north refers to Gevura and to judgment. Pasuk 40.
Wiramihu vavmalei veihu besidura da
Barakat Misitra Demina Umisitra Dagbura Dehudina Shekinta Itkariat He Vavud He He Diktiv Ine Yad Yud Dalid Bav Dalid He Vavud He Bemikdescha Asher Besadeh Gam Ram Beishtatach Gameya Viamar Zaka'a Ulaki Dimare Umatronita Inhu Beezri Ayan Kafraya Mehemana. The faithful shepherd is Vav filled with Yud-He, namely Zerantin. The secret of Vav of Yud-He Vav-He, full of the bounty of Yud-He Vav-He, which are Hakma and Bina in the following order. Yud-He Vav, for this reason it includes all three letters, Yud-He Vav. The last He of Yud-He Vav-He, which is Malchut, is a cup filled with the blessing of Hashem from the right side, namely the cup of blessing mentioned before. From the side of Givurah, which is judgment, the Shekhinah is called He Vav Yud-He, since in this combination He, which is judgment, rules over the Vav, which is mercy. While Yud and He, the Mohin, are at the end of the permutation, which indicates judgment. This is the meaning of behold, the hand of Hashem is, if the Hebrew is He Vav Yud He, upon your cattle, which is in the field, where Malchut, called the hand of Hashem, is permutated into He Vav Yud He in order to extract exact punishment over the cattle in Egypt. The faithful shepherd rose and prostrated himself before him, saying, happy is my lot that my master and the queen are among my helpers. That's the end of the Reaya Mehemna. That's the last part of the teaching by the soul of Moses. My commentary. The permutation He Vav Yud He relates to the month of Av. This is a period of duality, harsh judgment during the beginning of the month and softer judgment towards the end of the month. Also, the explanation that Moses relates to the Vav being fulfilled by Yud He. This sequence of Yud-He-Vav has a gematria of 39, which relates to the Mashiach and to Hashem's mercy. This pasuk is about Mashiach and how mercy will manifest during this period overcoming judgment. This relates to the high priest who is mercy when he brings a sacrifice to Hashem. That's the completion of our class tonight. Does anyone have any questions? Our class is tomorrow. We have three classes. One is at 7 a.m., which will be a study of the first Aliyah of the Parasha of Emor. Our class at 10:30. Will be preparation for Lag BaOmer, which happens Thursday night and Friday of this coming week. And our 3 o'clock class will be counting the Omer as well as studying the second part of Psalm 96. I hope you'll join us. Are there any classes, questions, thoughts, comments? Shavua Tov to everyone. Have a beautiful week. I hope to see you tomorrow in one or all of the classes. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom gadol.
Shalom gadol. Thank you.
Thank
Shalom
you.
Shalom gadol. Thank you.
Thank you.
Shalom gadol. Thank you.